League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Him away, okay?
Hey, we're going to stay when the game warden shows up, and he'll tell us what it is.
Yeah, I know he will. I know, but he can't afford to get a ticket.
Oh, no.
He'll lose his job with Casting Blast. Yeah, and his wife will leave him, and then he'll try to move in my house, and me and Renee will have problems.
Now that may work.
Yeah, we got some empty bedrooms. Yeah, but then he'll come to the bed. Me and Renee be laying in the bed. He'll come to the door and say, I'm scared.
I'm hungry. Yeah. I'm hungry.
He scratch on the door, kind of like a puppy or something.
Yeah. I hear he sleeps in the buff. I'm not sure, and I don't want him walking around scaring my dogs.
That's too much information.
It is. Well, Buster Reynolds, you're a good man.
You are a good man, Buster.
That's right. You ought to run for mayor of Bullitt County.
Well, I thought about it.
Yeah. You know what, Buster? I'm going to write you in for president.
All right. I'll write you in for vice president.
I don't want that job, Buster.
I think y'all make a good team.
I want to just count money.
Okay, well, you can be like Attorney General.
Give him the treasury job.
Hillary, put one up in for the country and two in the pocket.
There you go. I appreciate it, Buster. All right, man. We appreciate you calling this morning.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Bullitt County safe.
Take care.
All right, Buster Reynolds, Conecuh River hunting. What do you call it? Conecuh River deer
he
and
couldn't
hunting.
Figure it out himself.
Conecuh River deer and hunting.
Yeah. I was like, man, that makes me think on that one. Why didn't you tell him RTR, Steve?
Because it's a known fact with me and Buster. Okay. He's a bigger RTR fan than Mike is over there. Our killer.
Yeah.
Who is Mike?
He's a hammerhead.
How do I get that guy? That dude's ugly. You ever seen him?
Who?
Mike. Mike Kelly, that is
one. I don't know who that is.
He's a homely guy, telling you. I came down here one morning, and I needed to do something, and he was running around. I said, oh, my God.
You know, Steve, I do have another topic of interest that I'd like to go over.
Yes.
Where's right. Ted when you need him?
DeVos?
Yeah.
Ted's probably doing
in
some
bed.
Work for me somewhere, probably doing my fields right now.
Have you ever heard of the old cliche, lightning never strikes twice in the same spot?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes,
well,
I
it
have.
Does. And I've got proof on my phone. We got a big rain a couple weeks ago. Lightning popped twice. The lightning scared me to death. And I went out there. This past week, I found where the lightning struck. It hit a pine tree. And then about 10 feet away, it hit another pine tree. And I'm not saying that the lightning had popped that tree, went through the ground and popped up that other tree. It actually popped two different trees. But, Steve, one of the trees that the lightning popped had pine beetles in it. I was going to cut it down. And I went back there yesterday, and those pine beetles are still living in that tree that the lightning hit.
How about
that? Isn't that amazing that the lightning didn't kill the pine beetle?
Well, you think because it was grounded?
I don't know. I would have thought that it would just – and you can see the split coming down the tree from the very top, but those pine beetles are still in that tree, and it didn't kill them. I'm just amazed that that lightning bolt didn't do that.
Well, that's an interesting fact, Rob.
You need to look that up, Steve, and see if anybody's got the same story.
I might do that. Right now, I'm so hot, I took my glasses off, and the shirt's coming off in a minute. So,
well, if you just put the shoes back on, I'll be happy with
that.
They're
on, but here they go.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's right.
So what do you think? You don't like my lightning story?
It's sort of boring to me.
Why?
It's football season. It's hunting season. I don't care about lightning, Rob. Man, it's a beautiful sky out there. It's a gorgeous morning. You want to talk about lightning. That's when you know things get slow, folks, in the radio business when Rob brings up pine beetles and lightning.
I mean, anybody's got a story out there that can top that, I'd love to hear it because I just don't think they say lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place.
We got dove season next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people do you think get out there and practice before season comes in?
Very little.
You know,
I'd say less than 1%.
You really need to get out there, folks. Go to a sporting clay range, a shooting range, or just get you one there on your place and one of those slingers and at least warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
Get used to your gun. Get accustomed to your pattern. Acclimated. It's a good word there, Rob.
I don't need any help. I can hit.
Well,
Are you going on a dove shoot next week?
I don't know, Rob. I don't know.
Why don't you know, Steve? Why don't you know?
I just don't
know. You
got
2 days to figure it out, Saturday and Sunday. What time does dove season open on Saturday?
Noon.
Okay.
Noon.
What's the limit on doves this year?
15.
What's the limit on ringneck doves this year, Steve?
No limit.
Why is that, Steve?
Because they're not a migratory bird.
They're not a game bird. Can you use mojo doves on the dove field, Steve?
Yes, you can.
Can you move? Can you use the doves that you pin on a barbed wire fence?
Yes, you can.
Is there anything that you cannot do in a dove field this year, Steve?
Well, sure there is.
What?
You got to have a choke in your gun. You can only hold three.
High brass or low brass are legal?
Both are legal.
What number shot is legal, Steve, on dove? What number shot is legal on dove, Steve? What shot number is legal on dove, Steve?
Sevens. Eights. Six.
Nine. Nine's a good pellet.
Hey.
Nine's a good pellet, Steve.
Really?
It's just smaller, and you can just, cover more area.
Well, a lot of people make the mistake of letting the dove get too close and their pattern's tight. Mm. Let that dove get out a little bit. Let it get out a little bit.
What's the easiest dove to hit? What direction's the dove got to be flying to make the easiest shot for the hunter?
Left to right.
Coming towards you or away from you? Wrong.
Maybe for you, left to right's fine for me.
I thought you were going to say power line dove.
Dead tree.
Dead tree.
I love scenario. A dead tree.
Got to go with that.
Hey, let's go to line one and talk to Big Daddy and Rodimo. What's up, boys?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Rodimo. Hey, Rodimo? I'm only going to do this for Rodimo. War Uh-oh. Eagle, Rodimo.
Yeah, we got Big Daddy and Rodimo, and we got the old Feist dog, Rosie, in the car. We headed down to the archives in Houston. They got an Indian exhibit down there. They call it a rattlesnake wind catchers. I thought that was pretty interesting. But, Rodimo, we looking at a bear youth archery little outfit for him, and I think that might work. I appreciate y'all telling me about all that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay with y'all?
Yeah, we're happy.
Yeah.
We're happy to give tips away. We love giving tips.
Absolutely, man. Just get him that bow and tell him to make sure he start shooting it, be safe with it, and get accustomed to it.
Did y'all go with the Millennium? I mean, the what was it?
No, we went with the something from Bayer. Bayer youth archery thing is what, his presence going to be, but he wanted to say something to y'all. He gets excited about listening to y'all and all y'all.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Say just a little word. Here you go,
Rodimo.
What up, Rodimo?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Rodimo.
Hey, y'all.
The Lego thing in the world.
You did?
The whole set. Like, the heroes are Superman. If y'all know Superman?
I know who Superman is, yeah.
Yep.
I keep saying every time I YouTube it, background or Iron Suit.
You forgot to mention John Wayne.
Ragdoll, Batman character.
Who?
And Ragdoll.
Randall.
It was after your time, Steve.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a ragdoll.
Ragdoll. Okay.
I think that's a song. Oh, that's good. Oh,
he's not finished, Rob.
And then you got Ant-Man as Giant Man. Check out my YouTube, by the way. It's very good.
I will put Steve on that right away.
The YouTube. Now, what do we go on? Do we just put your name in, YouTube, and your name?
Put Tyson 16.
Tiger 16.
Tiger 16.
Oh, Rodimo, tell me something, man. You going dove hunting next weekend? They got a. Are you going dove hunting next weekend?
Call us and tell us if y'all like it. Because I didn't get to entertain some kids. Could you tell us how many likes we have? We haven't been really on there. Check it.
Okay, thank you so much. And look,
See y'all next Saturday.
War
Big
Eagle.
Daddy. All right, man. Hey, War Eagle to y'all.
Yes, sir.
Who we got there on line two? Roger, what's up, brother?
Oh, Roger.
You know, the woman was your favorite because you never could keep her clothes on, Steve.
I like her.
I do a little better, though.
Needs help, doesn't he?
Oh, man. Roger, what are you doing?
Man, I'm going to catch some crab. I'm going to catch some flounder. I'm going to drink a cold. Well, let's see. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Hell, I may have a full-fledged Budweiser. How about that?
There you go, man. The king of beers. At least you enjoy it, man. Sounds like you're down there. Sounds
like you bought a 34-foot cobia with twin 250s, and I'm going to take it out on sea trials and see what it's made out of.
Yeah, there you go, man. You're going to have a good time.
Yes, sir. Is
there... Yeah, he can't drive. I wouldn't get on the boat with him captaining it wearing two life jackets. It'd be like going hunting with Rob. You better wear your hunter orange and your hunter hat and, well, GPS it, Rob. You
That's
know
right.
where it's at, don't you?
You need a rangefinder to find the woods, no doubt.
Well, you better call the government, let them know you're going.
Yeah. Roger, let me bring something up to you, big man. You are an Auburn fan, correct?
Shoot, yeah.
Okay.
God loves Auburn guys. Blue, the sun's orange.
Amen. Amen
red
to that.
And Steve got his tattered up big A t-shirt on. Don't that add 40 to that already 40 overweight ass of his?
And it is faded out like he left it in the dashboard.
No,
I mean, oh, faded out Alabama
all
shirt.
Real good.
All
by joining that gym was $100.
Roger, what do you think about the new rule this year going into the football games? And I assume it's nationwide. I know it's may not be in Tuscaloosa yet, but it's in Auburn. The fact that the people cannot go in with bags, they've got to have a clear bag, see-through bag, to take their valuables in or whatever they want to take into the game. And what are your thoughts on that? Do you like the fact? I mean, there's a mad rush for people going to buy these clear bags yesterday.
You know, all you'd have to do is do a little racial profiling. Grandma, blue hair, can't hardly make it up the steps, ain't likely she's going to be doing anything but tipping back a martini.
Mm-hmm.
If Ahmed shows up, hey, let's throw a little scrutiny his way. A little pat down, you know. Political correctness and moral relativism is going to be the death of this country. That's why I ain't contributing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good
so
answer.
So you're not going to any of the games this year?
An 8 o'clock game in Auburn, going to spend, if you and your wife went, there's 250 gone, you're going to leave at 3, and you ain't going to get home to 3 when you can sit in front of the widescreen. No.
And you're going to miss church on Sunday
morning.
And
drink your Budweiser and eat your crab and enjoy it.
Cash donors get to drink like fish up in their little private cubby holes, but you can't even carry a cold beer in?
Uh-uh.
What's the equity in that? But they need you sitting in them way too thin seats with showing up. You go to Tuscaloosa, odds are you're going to have redneck on 3 sides of you. Odds are.
I'd be fighting, man.
Steve, do you know what county Tuscaloosa's in?
No, tell me.
He thinks it's in Greene County.
Tuscaloosa County.
Exactly.
Tuscaloosa County.
He thought it was in Greene County.
You know why the trees in right across the line in Mississippi lean toward Tuscaloosa?
Why is that? This ought to
because
be...
Tuscaloosa sucks. It pulls all the roots that way.
That's a good one, Roger. I like that.
I thought it was because the sun came up in the east.
No, but no, that's right. Roger's right. I appreciate that, Roger. It's going to be a fun night, though, Roger. And I tell you, it sounds like you got it whipped. You're already down there in South Alabama enjoying the day.
Y'all talking to them little handicapped children up. That's big C, too. Talking to them on the phone. Y'all need to hunt and fish.
Right.
This ain't no football show. You got to
right.
get that curly-headed moron John in there if y'all going to talk about it.
Steve loves to talk football for whatever reason.
Johnny Wrongscore, ain't that his name?
John Longshore, you're right.
No, Johnny Wrongscore. You go broke if you listen to him.
You mean his predictions?
Where were you last week we had the game warden in here, man? I wanted you to call.
I'm boycotting him. Just him and Rob, they probably left holding hands. Got the government intervention going on.
Oh, no. Let me tell you who Rob's new man crush is.
Oh, my word.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready
Which
for
one?
This? Chipper Jones. Him and Chipper Jones done became big buddies. You know it was Will Herron in Auburn.
It was Wydell. He put us down.
Yeah, but then Rob fell in love with with Will Herron. But Will hears he's going to be upset because now it's Chipper Jones. That's all I heard about for the last 2 weeks. You know, Chipper does this.
He's
Chipper
not.
Does that. Rob, Chipper was a pitcher. That makes you the catcher?
I'm just saying Chipper's got some big old broad shoulders. I can see how he can hit that.
You see what I mean, Roger?
How he can hit that baseball so hard.
Did you hear that description? Did you hear the description?
That's what I told you.
Steve's
G.I.
jealous.
G.I. Joe was his favorite action figure. No doubt about it. Well, me and you was wondering why Wonder Woman, well, I think probably FCC going to run y'all off. I didn't rednecks down there in Escambia County. Ain't going to understand half of what y'all talking about anyway.
Oh, hey, we'll get more people calling from there.
Farming down there. That's serious.
Have you got a salter to call? Or no, them Narson, big-headed youngins. I believe that boy y'all.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Consider the RIA model. Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move. To find your path, start with Schwab at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths today.